This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
This week on the Community Matters program, we're talking with Max and Cam from the Warren Music Conservatory and the Warren County Youth Network. After that, we're going to be talking with Amanda Post and Kara Coleman from First at 4 on Erie News Now.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program here on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Max and Cam. And you two are from the Warren County Youth Network, and you're also from the Warren County Music Conservatory, and I'm excited to learn about what those two things are here in this community, some of the work that you guys have been doing here in the community, and what you're planning to continue to work on. So thank you for taking the time to join me today, and I'm really excited to be able to learn about these two really cool aspects of the community.
I appreciate you having me on. It's a nice step for the school, honestly. Joseph has so much on his plate. He's a pillar or a staple of the community, honestly. But the Music Conservatory basically is it's a kids' music school. We also have online and in-store retail as well. Joseph's got like a bunch of really cool things going on in the school. From we're about to start a free choir. We have the youth orchestra every Wednesday from 6 to 7, which is free, and a lot of our programs all are free at the school.
So with that being said, you know, this school that we're talking about here, it's located right here in downtown Warren, correct?
Yes, right down the road. You could throw a rock from where we are right now.
Wow, okay. Now, you know, with that being said, what I wanted to talk about with this studio here is it is a really great opportunity for people to learn all about the different things that you can do with music, like, you know, whether you're looking to learn about different instruments or, you know, whether you're learning about different things relating to music. It's a really great opportunity to learn both, like, theory and the practical, like, using the instruments, right?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, if you take a tour with Joseph, he always shows like a little video that shows you like how your brain is almost like a firework as you're trying to understand and break down music from, like, as it's like literally your brain is like a firework as you're listening or when you're playing music, because you're trying to like associate an action with sound and like break down how like that sound is, like, because music is basically math. And anyway, if you take a tour with Joseph at the Music Conservatory, he shows you a little video that kind of goes over through that. But yeah, it's at school, whether it's holistic or education or therapeutic, we have a place for you and a teacher for you there.
It's not just like one instrument that you guys focus on if you guys are working on that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. No, we have whether it's violin, piano, keyboard, guitar, banjo. The only thing that I think that we don't teach is kazoo, but I bet we could probably teach you kazoo there too.
Hey, fair enough. Now, you know, what I wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about relating to this is if people are looking to learn more about the conservatory as far as different classes that are available, are there any online resources for people to be able to find for this where they can, you know, see what's available?
Absolutely. You could just hit us up on Google. Music Conservatory would pop up. We also have a website, www.warrenmusicconservatory.com. And we also have an email, too, so you could just email us at warrenmusicconservatory@gmail.com, too.
Really? Okay. So, you know, that really is awesome that it gives you a bunch of different opportunities and ways that you're able to interact with the public there that have questions and that want to learn about these different things. And the thing that I think is cool is that you have an opportunity for people to get together in groups and, you know, kind of learn about this together, like that choir that you mentioned. So what are some of the other things that you have opportunity-wise for groups that are looking to learn?
We have a bunch of group music lessons, for sure, but we actually have a awesome new thing, which is why we're here today, you know what I mean? And it's called the WCYN, which is the Warren County Youth Network, which Joseph and his longtime friend Mark Robinault had founded. And it's a really great thing for the community.
Okay, so, you know, with that being said, I wanted to shift the conversation a little bit, and Cam, if you'd like to be able to discuss this with me, I'm really excited to learn about what the Youth Network is. So what is the Youth Network, and, you know, what does it mean to you?
At the Music Conservatory, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m., the instructor is Mark Robinault. We do a lot of fun things there. Like currently right now we're doing, like, audio editing. We do a lot of, like, video and audio editing stuff.
That's really cool. Okay, and so you cover, you know, a bunch of different things relating to video and audio and things that people could really use if they're going to be working with music, right? Because
yeah.
Part of understanding music is understanding how to record it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're learning that and going through some of these things, what are some of the things that you've been able to learn so far? What have your favorite things been to discuss?
Probably, like, the lighting stuff, like how the lights work.
Really? So, you know, would you mind going through some of the details on, you know, what you did as far as, like, learning how that works? Or would you be able to go through just a quick recap of that for us? It's fascinating.
Well, it would probably be able to go through the details. Let's see. Like, every day I get there and I also do a lot of video and audio production stuff. Like, we're making a song right now.
Really? Okay. What kind of, like, what is the genre, is it?
It means, like, blues, like back to school blues.
Oh, okay. That's a good
fit. Back to school blues.
Wow. All right. So, you know, that's something that I'm interested to be able to discuss too. So, you know, the Youth Network is a really great opportunity for people throughout the community that have an interest in audio, video, and, you know, just learning about media arts to kind of further that interest then, Cam?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how often does, you know, this group get together, and, you know, when do you guys do that?
We do it every Tuesday from 6 to 7. It's, like, year-round. So even on, like, say, like, December, like, holiday break or Halloween, if it's on a Tuesday, I think they serve you all the way up to, like, 12th grade, like, senior year.
Wow, okay. And so, like, the goal then is basically to get youth that are, you know, interested in learning about this stuff to be able to do it at a young age to, you know, kind of help them get a good handle on how some of this stuff works. Because when you get to use a piece of technology for a while, like over the course of years, It almost starts to feel like an extension of your own body after using it for a while.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It feels like a body extension.
Yeah, so, you know, like, when you're able to start working on things as, like, you know, you're younger, it gives you a better, you know, understanding of using that stuff as an adult and, you know, how you can use it better. Like, I you know, one thing that I always was fascinated with as a kid was cameras. And, you know, that is something where I'm glad that I was, because honestly, like, I still am taking pictures and doing that stuff today, and I'm more interested in it, you know, now than I ever previously had been. And maybe I'm assuming wrongly, but I think that other people feel the same way. And, you know, if you give kids an opportunity to get in front of a camera, get in front of a microphone, get out there and talk, or, you know, get behind the microphone, get behind the computer and get to the editing. It's just a really great opportunity for kids to be able to explore and just learn about this stuff.
And yeah, I've also been doing editing even before I joined WCYN. Like, we have my very own YouTube channel. I have my very own YouTube channel. Yeah, it's, like, it's called Cam Effect. I've been doing YouTube for about, like, 5 years. I started in, like, June 18th, 2017. You use a lot of, like, high-end editing software. Like, I use AVS Video Editor.
Is there a way that people can, you know, learn about the Youth Network off, like, the internet? Or is there, like, a phone number or any kind of contact?
There is a phone number.
With that being said, I really wanted to thank you guys for taking the time to go through this and cover this stuff. It's been a really great time to learn about some of the different things that you guys do at, you know, both the conservatory and at the Youth Network. And I'm really glad that we could highlight these things, because I hope that we can get a few more people signed up for these things. And I hope that we can get more people joining the Youth Network, because it's something that I'm really interested in. I'd like to see it grow, and I hope that it's really successful here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, me too.
Absolutely.
From your streets to your screens.
We begin with breaking news.
If it's happening here, it's happening now.
The shooting suspect still at large tonight.
Taking you there.
The roof has been shredded off of it, and it's been peeled back.
With more reporters covering more ground.
A special report you'll only see here on Erie News Now.
So you're more informed and more prepared. Weeknights at 5, 5:30, and 6. It's coverage you can count on.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold. And today, joining me on 92 Gold is Kara Coleman from First at 4. And you do a bunch of other things for Erie News Now. You've been with Erie News Now for quite a while. So
yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today. And would you mind going through what is First at 4 and how has it been going so far?
Thanks for having me on. I've been at Erie News Now for a long time. I moved back to Erie. I'm originally from here in 2010. So I think I'm going on my 12th year. I did the morning show forever, had a bunch of kids, and it was just too hard to get up that early. So I've been working part-time and doing some reporting. And then this opportunity to do First at 4 came up a couple of months ago. And I've been loving it. We're about a week in. It's myself and Amanda Post. It's a little bit more laid back. It's not so, you know, hardcore news right out of the gate. It gives us enough time. We build in enough time in the show that Amanda and I can have extended conversations about the story. We can talk about our kids or our weekend. So we're having a lot of fun with it so far. We're still kind of trying to figure a few things out in timing, but we've been having a blast. We've been having some really great guests that come in. And again, we're not, you know, 2 minutes, a minute 30, 2 minutes. We can let those segments breathe a little bit more and have a bit more time with the guests. So yeah, so far, so good.
What are some of these stories that you try to cover with this? Because I understand as well, you kind of try to make it more lighthearted.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, we don't obviously want to ignore any big stories that happen, but we do want to appeal to our audience who may not be looking for, you know, that hardcore investigative news that they will get on Erie News Now at 5 and 5:30 and 6 o'clock. So day two of this new 4 p.m. show was the day the Queen passed away. So obviously we have been covering a lot with the Queen and what's just been happening, you know, with the procession and leading up to her big funeral. I think it's high interest here in the States. And obviously they're kind of more like almost celebrities now. So we've been covering a lot of the Queen and just those stories that, you know, back to school. We think we probably have a lot of stay-at-home parents watching or teachers just getting home from school. So back to school is big, back to school shopping. And then as we look ahead, holiday shopping, where we can find those deals. We've been talking a lot about, you know, the other day, Wegmans was in the news getting rid of their plastic bags and then getting rid of an app that was launched during the pandemic. So just kind of news you can use, and whether it's affecting your wallet or your home or your kids. We're just trying to kind of cover all those bases when it comes to what we cover on First at 4.
It is different than a traditional newscast where you're getting the hard hitting, and you know, that's not to say that any of this stuff is less important. It's just the stuff that is more, you know, 2 minutes or less, they have to get this done news. And, you know, when you're able to learn and work on some of these other things, you know, that's something that I find to be really important for a lot of people here in the community. Now, where are some of the things that you're hoping to go with this? I know you mentioned holiday shopping.
Yeah, I think once the holidays approach, it's going to be really fun. You know, the first day that we were on, Amanda and I just showed back to school pictures of our children. Amanda has a senior in high school and my oldest is a kindergartner. So we are like way on opposite spectrums. We have all boys between us. So it was really fun to kind of show those pictures and talk about back to school. We got so much reaction of people saying, we loved seeing your kids. So I think it's First at 4 gives us a chance to connect with our audience a little bit more on a personal level. They see us, you know, on the news desk, but what happens when we go at home and we turn into mom? So that's really been fun. Amanda shared some pictures yesterday of Wyatt, who's on the homecoming court out at Union City. So just those fun moments. Coming up, we're also, you know, really going to try to pick really great guests, which we have so far too. Yesterday, we had the superintendent of the Iroquois School District on talking about, you know, how this new school year is going and how mental health is such a big concern for them kind of post-pandemic as they start off a new school year. So that was really interesting. We had the executive director of Asbury Woods on yesterday talking about a big event, Hive to Honey, they have this coming Saturday. So I think more of that, just really informative guests, letting you know what's happening. You know, we also check in with those big events like the Rib Fest, but we also want to kind of highlight some of those smaller events happening across the community that people may want to know about.
Wow. See, and that's the fascinating thing. And that's what I really like about this show, because it's a variety of different topics that you're covering that are things that people in the community, the thing that I do like is that you cover a lot of things that people in the community can go do or take part in or attend. And
that's the hope, that we can, you know, let people know what's happening and, you know, have some fun along the way as well. So first at four, yeah, about a week in, a little bit over, and we're having a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, Kara, thank you for taking the time to go through this with me. I really appreciate it. And so if people are looking to stay up to date with what you're doing, it's going to be first at four, and that is at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it is 4 p.m. You know, when I first told people I was, you know, starting this new 4 o'clock show, a lot of them said 4 a.m. because they were so used to seeing me in the morning. But no, it's 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on WICU. It leads really nicely into our 5 o'clock news. So yeah, you can catch me there on first at four.
When your day ends, things can get in the way. Just trying to catch up on the day's news, picking the kids up, cooking, and well, other things. Erie's only 7 p.m. newscast is right here for you. The latest local and national news, what you missed and what's new. Add a few laughs with the latest trends happening around the world. It's only here on WICU. Erie News Now at 7, weeknights with Emily and John.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold to be able to discuss some of these things, Amanda. Amanda, I'm really excited to be talking with you because we have a new show that's coming up on Erie News Now that you guys are going to be working on, that you guys have been working on for the past couple of weeks. And what is this First at Four show?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So we're the first people in the area to be able to put a 4 o'clock news program on for you. We will have, you know, some of the top stories of the day, but it's also going to be a bit lighter. We're going to have a lot of different things, live guests. We're going to have live shots. We're going to have all different kinds of informations and stories concerning, you know, the area and the United States and the world around us.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's going to be really interesting. Now, what I'm curious to kind of highlight here with you is how is this First at Four newscast going to be a little bit different from the ones that are traditional at 5, 6, 7?
Well, like I said, we will have like the top stories of the day and, of course, your weather. But this hour will not be focused on hard news. We will take a little bit lighter look at some of the things that are going on throughout the communities and our region. And joining me on this show will be Kara Coleman, who you probably remember as Erie News Now morning anchor for many years. Some people may think that she left because she's not on TV as often. She took a part-time role because she's raising 3 small children at home. So we're really excited as a couple area moms to be getting together and working together and sharing stories, you know, that our audience is going to be interested in each day.
Wow, that's going to be really fun. That sounds really exciting. Now, I understand all the people here on 92 Gold are used to hearing you a little bit because you do the noon news here on 92 Gold. Mm-hmm. Now, so with that being said, we understand there's going to be news involved with this show as well. So are you guys going to be focusing on news stories that are going to be kind of like a preview for the newscast in the later times? Or is this going to be completely separate?
I think for the most part, it will be separate, and we will also be highlighting what our reporters are working on through the day so that you know what you can look forward to coming up at 5, 6, 7, 10, 11.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's going to be really exciting then. So, Amanda, how can people stay best up to date with the work that you're doing here at Erie News Now?
Well, you can always email us, follow our website, erienewsnow.com, our Facebook page, Erie News Now. We have quite a strong social media presence throughout the community, and you can always find out what we're up to and what we're working on through those sources.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to this program kicking off next Wednesday. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be first at 4, and it's only on Erie News Now. So, Amanda, I'm really excited to be able to see it, and I'm really glad that you were able to take the time to talk to me today about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.